I'm going to be sharing very briefly this evening. Galatians chapter 2. John Parker posted on Facebook a few days ago, and several days ago, I guess now, but I messaged him and asked him if I could share it in service this evening, and he said that would be fine. Just something simple, but something that would prepare our heart. He said that it was heart meditations in preparation for the Deeper Life Conference and training that was beginning to happen where he is with Dr. Avery. And not sure exactly what the venue or how that was going to play out necessarily, but he was meditating, and these are the thoughts that came to him out of this particular verse. And it spoke to my heart as well. And I just want to simply share it with you this evening. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The life which I now live. The life which I now live. What makes up our lives? Is it really, can we really say with the apostle here in this passage that it is really, truly, yet not I, but Christ? Can we really say that everything about us, our world, our little world, our little place in this world, represents Christ in all that we do, in all that we are, in all that we say? You see, the daily occurrences of our lives, the things that take place in our life on a daily basis, tell the story to those around us as to whether or not it's true, yet not I, but Christ. The life which I now live. What tells the story for us? Do my interests tell the story? Do my involvements tell the story? Do my investments tell the story? Do my instincts tell the story? My image? My influence? My inspirations, my inclinations. But you stop and think about all of those, that group of things that he's talking about of what truly represents my life. Maybe there's something else that comes to your mind. Does the sum total of my life really reflect Christ? What tells the story? What is the story being told? The life that I now live, does it tell that it's not I, but Christ that lives within me? My interests, my involvements, my investments, my instincts, my image, my influence, my inspirations, and my inclinations. As we prepare for revival meeting and wanting to see God move in our midst, that we would prepare our hearts that we would focus on searching our hearts and open ourselves up for God to search our hearts, to show us the story of our lives and how it may or may not really reflect the life of Jesus Christ. Do these reflect Christ? The sum total of my life, does it reflect Christ? There's some serious thought for us to put to it, consideration, meditation, to see what God is really, how God is seeing us and how somebody else may see us. May we represent and reflect Christ. May we reflect Christ. Let's stand together. Praise God. Let's trust and believe God to meet with us this week in revival meeting, seeking Him, looking to Him, reflecting Him. Amen. Praise His name. Praise God, from whom all blessings.